Recently, I was speaking to a group of people who are dissatisfied with their work. And they really wondered, for one reason or another, whether it was worthwhile to put in all the effort that they were and to go on enduring the monotony and the tediousness of their task. What I did was to tell them about the person who has given me so much insight into this mysterious element of our lives that is called work. It's the famous Father Teilhard de Chardin, the late French scientist, writer, priest, who died in 1955 on Easter Sunday. He said in one of his many books that if we could just learn to understand that the work that is given to us is really God coming to us moment by moment in our lives, that God comes to us through the work that has been given to each of us to do, that God awaits our response each instant, and that there really is a sense that God is right there in that work, at the very tip of our pen, the needle, the brush, the typewriter key. Whatever it is we are doing, pressing the stroke, the line, the stitch, the key, and in that, the ultimate goal is being grasped by our innermost being of bringing about creation in its fullness. To realize that by what we do, whatever it might be, each of us is bringing creation to fulfillment through our work, even when it appears to be unsatisfying and might not have any final goal for us personally to observe and to appreciate. We do have people who enjoy their work very much, and we can only hope that more and more people fall into that category. One such person is Dr. Michael DeBakey, the famous heart surgeon. He was asked one time how he was able to cope with the enormous heavy work schedule he had, long hours, continuous life and death decisions, administrative decisions. In addition to the regular delicate surgery that he did. And his answer, just like de Chardin, was in harmony with what Scripture is telling us today about the place of work in our lives. Dr. DeBakey said, "My work gives me so much satisfaction and pleasure, I really don't feel the need to get away from it very much." Now that attitude, reflected by what he said toward his daily work, really is contrary to the attitude that we find almost everywhere these days. A Navy chaplain tells the story of what happened on board the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk one Sunday morning. It seems that the following announcement was made on the ship's public address system. "The chaplains are about to commence divine services, and all personnel are directed now to knock off all unnecessary work." Then later, a second announcement was made, an hour later. "All chaplains have concluded divine services. Personnel are directed to resume all unnecessary work." I think it is with that attitude that for so many people today, Monday seems the way it is because we have a feeling that we are resuming unnecessary work again. How often do we see over the workbenches and over the desks of people a little sign that says, "Thank God it's Friday," or to hear people say, "I live only for the weekend." And how longingly they wait for a vacation, as they say, so I can finally, for a little while at least, get out of this rat race. The general attitude today, unfortunately, toward work is that it is a burden. It's something heavy that we carry about on our backs, that it really is something to escape from. That is so unfortunate. And yet, from the very beginning, God's Word in Holy Scripture tells us about the meaning of work in our lives if we have the proper attitude. Beginning with that beautiful story in the very first chapter of Genesis in the Old Testament, we are told in that story of the magnificent unfolding of the creative order, in which our God is portrayed as a working God. We have a working God, a God described for us as the God who made, the God who separated, the God who created. And then the story goes on. It's only a story, but it is a story that says that when God made woman and man, he then appointed them to be the caretakers of this lovely Garden of Eden. And the imagery is so clear in that creation story is that work is the way in which we identify with God. That is why it is so good to work, really. Each of us is made to the very image and likeness of God. We are really and truly co-creators. No matter what it is that we do, we carry on the work that God began and only began, and we bring it to fulfillment. It is through our personal work, day in and day out, that we bring to completion the work that she began, the creative God. But then, of course, you have the other story in Genesis. Remember always, there are two stories. And in that story, the first woman and man are estranged from God. And because of that, their work, which was intended to be good, becomes a curse and a punishment, a judgment, as it were. Now notice the difference in the stories. It is whether or not we have the attitude and the understanding that we are in union with God and our work is creative, or if we are estranged from God, then we become dissatisfied. To understand that God's power, God's creative power, is released in our lives. The God who lives within us releases her power within our lives so that we are able to identify with our living God as we work creatively. Now that is the important element in Scripture, that our work is to be creative. Now what does that mean in the biblical sense? Today Jesus gives us the answer in the Gospel. He tells us that anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Jesus is telling us to live as he lived. Jesus is telling us to trust the promise of God of ultimate fulfillment for each of us and for our world in which we live. That eventually fulfillment will come. There is going to be a new earth and a new heaven someday, and generation after generation of us people will bring it about. And Jesus is telling us to live in and for the creative God in everything that we do as we bring about the new creation ourselves. And Jesus is telling us to harmonize our attitude and our approach to life with the good news of God's Word that all is worthwhile. That everything that we do really is worthwhile. that no matter what we do, we really are going someplace with our lives. Despite the momentary situations in which sometimes we discover ourselves, everything is worthwhile. That we are ourselves, through our work, destined someday to become the unique, beautiful creatures that God intended that we become. We were made to be creative. It is attitudinal. Our work can be made creative. That's really what Jesus means when he said to us today, take up your cross and follow me. Live in this way as Jesus did. Now, it does not mean that we take up our cross only when we are suffering in some terrible fashion. What Jesus said really means that we are right with God when we, in everything we do, trust, as Jesus trusted the Father when he picked up his cross and carried it to Calvary. What Jesus did was to bring justice and peace, the beginning of a new creation, into this world by what he did. And because of what he did, he was crucified. The gospel tells us, no matter how boring and tedious our work becomes, it is worthwhile to follow in the footsteps of Jesus with trust in the Father. So much of what we do is our attitude. One time a superintendent asked three men, all of whom were doing the same work, the same question. What are you doing? He said. One man said, I'm making $60 a day. What are you doing? He said to the second one. I'm laying bricks, he said. And then the same man asked the third worker, what are you doing? And the third man said, I'm building a cathedral.